Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On May 23rd.
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil, returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into the Go 24/7 podcast. Bryce Kuhn alongside Sonny Shipp. You know that means with Sonny in the mix that we're getting ready to talk recruiting. Gabriel Relaford announces his commitment to LSU. Sonny, this is one that we had an idea was coming, especially after the decommitment from A&M. What had been really good signs of an official visit to LSU this past weekend, but kind of walk us through why did Relaford decide to go with LSU and how big of an impact does this make on that 2024 class?
Well, it's a big part. It's a position of need to start with. You need defensive linemen. Listed in the 6'2", 255-pound range, he maintains he's an edge. He's not a defensive interior guy. I think it kind of remains to be seen where his body takes him. But, he's explosive. He's explosive at that 255 pounds. Makes a lot of plays. Makes a lot of plays behind the line of scrimmage, too. And, he's an impact player at Evangel. I'm not sure that he's going to be that immediate impact guy at the next level, but I also don't think that he has to be with the depth that LSU has at that defensive end position right now. Mm-hmm. And so I think he'll be able to come in and kind of just let him go where his body does take him. But I think he's a big pickup on the field. He's also a big pickup field on the recruiting trail. LSU was able to they've been pursuing this guy since I guess about July or late summer when they offered. And then he committed to Texas A&M and been committed to Texas A&M for a while now and said he was pretty strong with that pledge. But that Elijah Robinson to Syracuse on Sunday, mm-hmm. that was just a tipping point off of that official visit, like you said. You had some good vibes coming off the official visit. I wasn't ready to say that, LSU's going to beat A&M on this until the Elijah Robinson news dropped. Yeah. Once that dropped, yeah. Then it was like, oh, okay, he dropped A&M like a bad habit and just, things really just kind of took off there. And there was never really much, speculation or rumors running around or anything as throughout the week, over whether it was going to be USC, whether it was going to be LSU. So, you just tip your hat to the LSU coaching staff because they were able to do something that's pretty tough to do when you've got a defensive line coaching situation like they do.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's obviously been one of the hot topics so far in the season. And then now as they kind of get into the offseason after this bowl game, when you look at this defensive line, group, you add Relaford to the mix. You got a couple edge rushers that we've profiled over there at 24/7, CJ Jackson, Ahmad Burrow, Kalaje Cobbins. I mean, when you look at this group, is there one guy that kind of stands out, or is this more of just like a collection of some really good football players that they're just building that depth along the front seven?
I think it's some good football players that may not be getting as much due as they deserve. I'm waiting to see if Relaford gets a little bump with these mm-hmm. with these recruiting rankings that are going to be adjusted here in the before the early signing period. I think he definitely deserves one. I think he's you know, I think he's right there in that top five in the state, you know, right there where you start talking about Kylan Billio, Tylan Singleton. I think, you know, Relaford is right there in that realm. And, you know, it's going to I think it's going to remain to be seen how far he does go up. But I do think he is going to go up. I just think that when you look at what he's done, when you look at just the overall picture, I think you're going to see him get a little rankings bump. I'm not so sure about Ahmad Breaux, but I think we could be looking back 2 or 3 years from now and say, wow, Ahmad Breaux was just a 3-star. Mm-hmm. And I think it just kind of, you know, looking at his body and, you know, was he so successful at Ruston because he was just physically better than the people at that respective age, or does his body continue to develop and he continue to develop as a player? But I really like him as a guy too. You know, Kalash Cobbins is going to be interesting when you talk about guys who are going to need to gain some weight. Yeah. I think he's one of those, especially, you know, if it's going to be the jack position that he settles in at, he's going to have to get a little bit bigger. But, you know, LSU definitely, it was nice to get the Sean Washington addition, but LSU, you know, they still need, I think you're still missing at least one interior defensive tackle. You know, yeah. You would like to be able to say that, hey, we're going to get Dominic McKinley on campus next weekend for an official visit. Oh, by the way, he's going back to Texas A&M this weekend. But mm-hmm. You'd like to be able to get him on campus next weekend for an official visit. And then if not, then you really have to secure someone in the portal. You know, you got to secure someone who's got – you know, who, like a Quincy Wiggins, who just entered the portal from LSU, got 3 years of eligibility to where you can say, okay, we've got a year to develop you, to get you up. You're physically where you need to be. We got a year to develop you, to get you up to where, you know, it, once Makash Wingo, Mason Smith, and those guys, Jacoby and Guillory, and then you really need that help inside.
Yeah.
Then they'll be ready to go. And so, you know, you would love for it to be a Dominic McKinley, a guy straight out of high school. But if not, then I think it really makes that portal position just even bigger than it is right now.
Yeah, portal position, obviously something to keep an eye on. And you mentioned, you know, right there, another portal entry for LSU. It's really interesting how the staff has to balance, you know, so many different things this time of year. Early signing day, just a week or two away. And then you kind of get into what we're talking about, the portal. And then you talk about 2025, which brings the question here, Sonny. I mean, look, there's some big commitments on the horizon for 2025. When you look at the rest of this 2024 class, you know, you mentioned Dominic McKinley. Wanted to get some of your thoughts on that young man for Acadiana. I got the chance to see him live in person 2 weeks ago against Holy Cross. I mean, as advertised, with what he can do and what he's able to do. Your thoughts, though, on where they stand kind of with McKinley going forward, and then what's really next in the recruiting cycle?
Well, I think with McKinley, you know, is you got to get him on campus. You got to get him on campus next weekend for an official visit. He's going back up to College Station this weekend, you know, because of the NCAA rules. Head coach leaves, you can take a second official visit. So they're going to go back up there, spend some time with the new staff and all. And then you got to get him on campus next weekend in Baton Rouge. You got to get him on campus and you just got to convince him. You got to convince him that here's where it is. And look, let's not beat around the bush. You got to come up with some good financial NIL opportunities for him. You know, you got to come up, you got to highlight that, and you got to come big. You know, if you want to keep that 5-star here, and if you want to pull him away from, from a Texas A&M, that's what you got to do, you know? And I mean, that's the bottom line. You've got to recruit the full package. And in this day and age, NIL is as big a part of that package as it possibly gets.
Yeah, I agree with you in the sense of you can't just look at it from – I mean, relationships matter, and we saw that just with what happened with Elijah Robinson, you know, leaving. Proximity matters. Yeah. I mean, all those things matter, but you add in this other part that is kind of equal. I think coaches and players and high school coaches are all kind of learning as we get, you know, deeper into this thing. It's all kind of equal parts as they're going into this. Wanted to mention, because we talked about this, and, you know, this staff's kind of full court press. Okay, it worked for a guy like Gabriel Relaford. Yeah, you know, Elijah Robinson leaving. But when you look at Dominic McKinley, to be able to get that visit in right before the early signing period, I mean, you really can't. And I've talked with coaches. I know you've talked with coaches before around college football. They love that opportunity. If they can get a guy in, you know, a couple days before early signing day, that's kind of the last ditch effort. And that's kind of also maybe a little recency bias for that young man making that decision. So how does that kind of play in this time of year?
Well, I think it's huge when you, especially when, you know, he's committed to one of your conference rivals, you know, from another program that you battle on the recruiting trail and that you're going to battle for, you know, for years to come. And so it's, you know, it's huge in that resort. And then you're also, you know, you're the last one to spend any personal face-to-face quality time with this kid, with his family. You know, you get to make that last sales pitch. You get to, you know, you get to overcome any objections that are there. And so I think that's big. And, you know, is it the end of the world if you can't get that kid on campus, you know, on that final weekend? No, you can still go out and you can still win the battles and stuff, you know, if you, as long as you get him on campus. But that's the key. Yeah. You got to get him on campus. And with LSU and Dominic McKinley, this is the final straw. This is the final opportunity right here. You know, he never visited over the summer until the Bayou recruiting splash that I think was on July 28th or July 29th. Mm-hmm. And so you had all summer where he never popped up on campus. He popped up on campus. His younger brother got an offer on that day. But then since then, you know, things had just gone cold. Yeah. You didn't get him in for any visits during the season and stuff. And so, you know, you've got to get him in. You can't go into this, you can't go into the dead period that kicks in at midnight on Sunday and say, we're still in this, you know, we're still in this because he's an in-state kid, because he's only 2 hours from home. We've got people in the area and stuff. No, you've got to get this kid on campus if you're going to have an opportunity to get his signature.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. We mentioned 2024. How could they round that out? Obviously, 27 total commits now. When you look at 2025, yes, there's still work to be done in 2024 in the transfer portal. But the biggest reason, Sonny, is because you got a big in-state commitment date coming up, Harlan Berry on December the 18th.
10 days.
Kind of walk us through. Yeah, first off, I can't believe we're that close to Christmas. I don't know if you've gotten your Christmas shopping done or anything. But I'll say
this. Still working on that tree, man.
I know. I keep messing with Glenn. I'm like, Glenn, where do you get the tree? Because we got it up in New Orleans. We're not putting it up in Baton Rouge. Yeah. Too much hassle for he and his brother. Look, you look at Harlan Berry. I mean, December 18th, we've currently have a crystal ball prediction from Steve Wiltfong pointing towards LSU. Look, I think you and I both have kind of sat here and said, Frank Wilson has just done a masterclass job with this recruitment in Harlan Berry and being able to kind of pitch staying home and the relationship he has with that family.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Family. But 2025 is approaching very fast. LSU figures to not just be a big piece, but just probably maybe the biggest fish in Bryce Underwood in January. When you look at this 2025 class, what type of momentum? We had Keelan Moses last week. Now we see Harlan Berry potentially entering the fold. And then obviously Bryce Underwood, tentatively still going to make that decision in January. What type of momentum does that create on the recruiting trail?
Well, it's going to create some momentum, and you look at the positions. You know, if you're a quarterback, you got to have somebody to throw to, right? I think that a lot of momentum that it's going to give LSU is with DeCorian Moore, and Texas has been doing everything that it can to say, look, you're the number one player in the state. You got to follow your teammate, your boy Colin Simmons over here to Austin. Giving him that pitch. But, you can tell, and from talking to people, but you can just tell by his, what he's doing on social media and how excited he gets and stuff. You could tell DeCorian Moore that LSU gets a Bryce Underwood type, that's going to really, really kind of help. It ain't going to lock him up by any means because, a kid like that will never be locked up. But it's just another piece to that puzzle when you look at, if we have this piece right here, you got to get those surrounding pieces with him. And, that's a big surround. That would be a big surrounding piece for DeCorian, but obviously for Bryce, too, when he's looking at someone to throw to.
Yeah. Harlan Berry going to be making that decision on December 18th. I just think the chance for the 2025 class to be special is pretty good. And, just the names when you look in that state. And it kind of ends us as we wrap it up right here. You talk about guys like Harlan Berry. You talk about, 2025. But obviously the big news we talked about in the opening was Gabriel Relaford. I think you were one of the biggest proponents of this on earlier podcast in the year, Sonny, of like, hey, let's just hold off because Brian Kelly and them really are going to continue to stay diligent in their work to secure the talent in this state. I believe it's 10 of the top 12 prospects in Louisiana now are committed to LSU per our 24/7's ranking. Sonny, how much kudos do you give this staff of really honing in and staying the course with a lot of these guys? Some came fairly easy, it felt like, once they got the offer and the relationships, and then other ones like the ones we just saw. But, man, I think this staff is trending in the right direction, even with a lot of question marks surrounding it this time of year.
Yeah, 17 of the 27s from inside Louisiana. And really 18 when you factor in that Xavier Atkins, now goes to high school in Texas. And so, that's a strong number right there. And when you look at, if you go back and if you look at his first full, Brian Kelly's first full signing class, it was littered with out-of-state guys. It was Jackson Howard. It was Deshaun Womack, DJ Chester. We can go down the list, Toviano, Jalen Brown. We can go down the list. There was just a – it was a strong influence from out of state and some heavy hitters from out of state too. But I think when you look at it and granted, they're still getting some of those heavy hitters from out of state and still getting those, out of state guys, but the focus more of the focus that you see inside the state, they didn't want to see, you go back and it was Arch Manning, it was Derek Williams. Oh, man, I'm trying to think of who else, there were several of them who just,
What Edgerrin Cooper might have been in that
Aaron
class.
Aaron Anderson, Alabama. It was just littered with out-of-state schools. And, that was not something that, I had several coaches on the staff say, like, look, man, that's a, we can't have that commitment list, that those state rankings being filled with the Texas and Alabamas and stuff, And I think, you're starting to see a shift from that. And I think you're going to see a bigger shift of that, especially when 2026 rolls around. In 2026, man, that class has got so many heavy hitters at the top of their position already nationally when you go across the board. And I think that will be one that you really kind of start to look at. You really start to say, okay, Brian Kelly really said that when he got here, they really wanted to put a fence around Louisiana. You can really start to see it.
Doing a fantastic job. That ranking going to continue to shoot up. Potentially in that 2025 marker with Harlan Berry making that decision. And if you want the latest information, check us out over at Go247. Sonny, we've had so many great deals, 75 to 60. Tell the folks real quick before we get out of here, the 50% off deal that we're running currently, which, I mean, look, it's, I don't know if you're going to get a better deal anywhere else.
Yeah, I mean, basically you get 6 free months, you know, 50% off. I'm not a math whiz or anything, but out of 12, I can deduct that much out of it. But yeah, man, great deal. You know, a lot of stuff on the transfer portal, you know, obviously recruiting, bowl game, you know, JD hopefully getting ready to bring that Heisman back to Baton Rouge tomorrow and stuff. So there'll be there's plenty of talk and plenty of action going on.
Awesome. Make sure you get signed up over at Go247. You can get that link down below. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, we appreciate you. Or if you're watching on YouTube, give us a follow, like, subscribe, and set up those notifications so you know when we're posting our latest videos. Bryce Kuhn and Sonny Shipp, we'll catch you next time here on the Go247 podcast.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount+.
Yes!